It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour. Meet Friday. What could go wrong? Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. By the way, checking on Tyler because he's checking on the Traegers right now. Pork tenderloin with apple jelly glaze, garlic mashed potatoes, balsamic Brussels sprouts with bacon. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
See, I don't think you guys are enthused about Meat Friday. All right? I don't think that there's that wow.
Oh, no. We match our tone to you. Look, you go enthused. We try to stay on tone. Nobody. It's almost like harmony.
We're harmonizing.
Okay. But if I did this and I went, who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
That's better.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marvin.
We were all just harmonizing right there.
Amen.
That's pretty good.
Remember when I was in Italy and went to church and just that sound of these, you know, grand cathedrals there, and you're like, when there's a
it's like an altar boy.
Oh, yeah.
Ring the bell.
Yeah. And then when the incense comes out,
yep.
when he's walking up and down the aisles, or when he's doing the holy water. Yeah. I didn't knock my brother out, but I might have hurt his head. I leaned in to get some holy water. I figured I'd need as much as I could growing up, and I banged heads with my brother.
Oh.
Yeah. Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Poll question for the final hour is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
I'm so glad that you asked, Dan. Poll question right now is the touchback rule when a player fumbles through the end zone should be thrown in the garbage or kept as is.
Okay.
Right now, it's closer than I thought. 65% would throw it in the garbage, but 35% would keep it as is. There's a real section of people who think it's a good rule.
Well, yeah, I know it's all about, you know, ball possession and taking care of the football and all those things. But I think when a player causes it, I can't let the defense benefit from it. If they cause the fumble, goes into the end zone, then there's a touchback. I have no problem with that. I just think some of these guys are so athletic, they're trying to go, you know, trying to break the plane, and then they don't come down with the football. I would rather see plays like that than to almost stunt them so they don't try to go for these great plays where they're trying to break the plane. But last night, it was the Eagles with their running attack, and they looked pretty impressive, at least. Defense was good. Vikings gave up the football. Kirk Cousins played well, but there were fumbles. And this is a team that's fumbled seven times so far in two games. Here is Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback.
I think it's something that's developing as we go. You know, obviously this is the first for all of us, and I've always mentioned how many different coordinators that I've had, and this is another to that list. So, you know, again, it's all about us trying to find that identity for us, and, you know, we're sitting here having these conversations, and we won two games out the gate. So that's always a good thing to do, and we just want to continue to grow.
And by the way, Kevin O'Connell, the Vikings head coach, did comment on Justin Jefferson's end zone fumble.
We just got to continue to emphasize decision-making, technique, and fundamentals as far as the ball carriers go. But like I said, Justin's just trying to make a play in that moment, and the hardest thing to do is to, you know, get a guy not to reach the ball out when they're that close to scoring a touchdown in a critical moment.
Okay. He can't be too critical of the rule because he's going to be in a position maybe where somebody fumbles into the end zone and the Vikings benefit from it. So still the biggest story of the weekend is Deion Sanders, Colorado against Colorado State. And Colorado State is not very good, but it's all about Deion Sanders. And then you throw in the Jay Norvell. He is the Colorado State head coach, and he has the coaches show, the Jay Norvell coaches show. And, you know, you're playing in front of the local crowd. You know, when you do these things, sometimes when you go on a local radio station, like promoting my book that's out, you go on these local radio stations, and you don't think sometimes what you say locally will end up nationally. Now, nobody's recording this. Nobody's going to find out if you say something. And I think these coaches feel like they're in a vacuum where I'm just talking to my boosters. I'm talking to my people. And here is the Colorado State head coach.
You know, we're excited. Our kids are really, you know, we had to do a bunch of ESPN videos, and it was great. I loved it. But our kids came out of those videos really with a chip on their shoulder. They're tired of all that stuff. They really are tired of it. And I sat down with ESPN today, and I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them I took my hat off and I took my glasses off, and I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught. So, you know, they're not going to like us no matter what we say or do. It doesn't matter, okay? So let's go up there and play. And so that's just how I feel about it.
Okay. And he's saying this while wearing a visor. Well, Deion, once he heard about it, made it personal. Here's Deion talking to his team.
I'm minding my own business, watching some film, trying to get ready. Trying to get out here and be the best coach I could be. And I look up and I read some bull junk that Dan said about us. Once again, why would you want to talk about us when we don't talk about nobody? All we do is go out here, work our butts off, and do our job on Saturday. But when they give us ammunition, it was just going to be a good game. They messed around and made it. It was going to be a great test, a battle of Colorado, but they messed around and made it.
By the way, Deion sounds like he's 80. I just sit around and then I would see the bull junk. And
all that darn bull junk.
Yeah, they got that bull junk. You know, he's sitting on the porch with a rocker. All that bull junk out there. Man, he's got him going. He's got everybody there. Got Fox there. Got the mothership there. The Rock's going to be there. Kevin Hart's going to be there. Got them all. Ready to go. Against Colorado State. You know, if you're Jay Norvell, you haven't done anything. The last 5 years, you haven't been relevant. And ESPN comes to town and they want to interview you and your players have a chip on your shoulder. You know what would be best for you? Don't have a chip on your shoulder. Be happy you get a little screen time, a little air time. How about you win? You know? I didn't take my hat off or my glasses here, or he's disrespectful. You know what's disrespectful? When you play like crap. How about you play good football? And be thankful that you got a little airtime here for your program, because you're not going to get any more airtime after this. You get it because Deion gave it to you. And now you want to do this with Deion? It's a rivalry game? Oh, boy. Fun. And this is a must-not-lose situation for Colorado. Because then it ends. Like, you lost at home to Colorado State? And even if it's a close game and you win, it's okay. You win. Because then you got Oregon. You want to be undefeated if you can with USC coming to town. Because that's when it gets real. Beating Nebraska? So what? TCU? That was still impressive. Beating them at TCU. But beating Colorado State? That is not headline worthy. You go to Oregon and win? Okay. And you come home and you beat USC? Oh, now it's real. As it is right now, it's a honeymoon period. Like, we're like, oh, okay, yeah, this is fun. Now you want to see, are you able to do, and Dion might call me out. You believe? I believe in your top-level talent. I didn't know you had a good enough roster.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. Do you believe?
How about, I would say, let's talk after the Oregon game, okay? How about that? Yeah, Paul.
I checked the prices on some of the websites, and if you want to go to USC Colorado now, the buy-in, the get-in price is $333 for any ticket.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, but like...
But for a college student, I don't know, does everybody at CU get tickets to the home games?
They used to. 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, and be like, wait, we got to pay for these? Yeah, you see, we got a product that we're putting out there. Yeah, Paulie.
You were talking about there's only one Deion Sanders, and that's true. Like, that plays to a 50-year-old and to an 18-year-old. And I was watching the University of Miami Bethune-Cookman game last night. And, you know, there's nobody there. It's a ghost town. And Miami's good. But it's not a big-time opponent. And even when they play good opponents in Miami, sometimes they don't fill the building.
Yeah.
That's the kind of team that could use a coach that has juice like that. Like, not I'm just throwing out a name like Randy Moss. You know, if Randy Moss went that direction, said, I'm going to go with a small school in West Virginia for a couple of years and earn it. And then he went to a big place. Randy Moss is in that, to me, in the neck of the woods of Deion Sanders, where he plays to different generations.
Yeah.
And I just watched that Miami game last night. I'm like, it's a ghost town.
Yeah, Marv.
For me, it would have to be somebody in a different sport. So say if Ken Griffey Jr. decided to coach some local college team, like, oh, you know, I know it's not the same as football, but he's the type where no matter what, you know, his name would bring some cachet for sure.
There's only one Deion. It just is. I mean, maybe Iverson would have that cachet if he was coaching college basketball.
Like if he coached at Hampton? Like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
College game day is going to Hampton U. All right.
Totally agree.
Yeah, Seton.
But what is more important to this formula, though? Deion's personality or his career?
Well, I think what makes him rare is it's a combination that he had an unbelievable career and he has unbelievable charisma, personality, to still be relevant now and have players who still want to emulate him 20 years after he played. Having both of those, a resume and a personality, yeah, I think when you combine that, because there's a lot of guys who have great resume, a lot of guys who have great personality. Yeah. You put both of those together, that's pretty potent, at least we've seen that so far. Some of the betting lines this weekend. Let me see. Anything interesting with college football? LSU -9.5 against Mississippi State. Colorado State is getting 24. Pitt getting 3 against West Virginia. Let me see the NFL games. God, the Jets are now getting 9.5. I think that started out at 7.5. Now it's 9.5. Chiefs -3.5 against the Jags. Does that surprise you? On the road against the Jags? The Raiders are getting 8.5 in Buffalo. Seahawks 5 against Detroit. That one makes me, I'm like a little suspicious about the Seahawks against the Lions. That feels like the Seahawks can win that game. Chargers -3 versus the Titans. Ravens getting 3.5 against the Bengals. Dolphins giving 3 against the Patriots. That'll be Sunday night on NBC. Yes, Paul?
Do you want to do least watchable game later?
Ooh.
We always love to do that.
Yeah, I can do that after the break.
Yeah.
Least watchable.
Least watchable game brought to you by...
Someone's going to be stuck with a game.
Brought to you by... I know. Yeah. Is it going to be a that has to be a 1 o'clock game, right? Or it could be the Monday night. Is there a Monday night game that's a little? Is it Saints Panthers or
candidate?
Is that what it is? That could be your leader in the clubhouse here. Let me see. Ryan in Honolulu joins us before we take a break. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Dan.
Hey, Ryan.
I'm eagle to give you my NFL mock headlines.
Okay.
The Philly special today.
Okay.
This just in, Jefferson's fumbling up to the goal line. You like that? Finn Onoda.
A Jefferson theme song reference didn't go over well.
Rooting for the Vikings is like kissing your Kirby cousins.
Okay.
Run, Eagles, run. Onwards to victory.
Okay. All right. Instead of fly, Eagles, fly. All right. I'm good with that one.
DeAndre gained some Swifty fans.
Okay. Yeah.
Vikings running back is Alexander. Come on, Madison.
All right, give me one more here.
That's all I got.
All righty. Okay.
Oh, no.
That's Ryan in Honolulu. I was being polite by asking one more. And he had run out. To make the argument that he didn't have to run out.
Swifties, I see what he was trying to do. There.
I know, Tay-Tay. I know, got that. All right, let's take a break. The least watchable game this weekend in the NFL. I have that for you when we return, Dan Patrick Show. Football's back. It's week two. Got some great games coming up this weekend, and you can get in on all the action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers bet $5 on football, get $200 instantly in bonus bets. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Get in on all the action. Week two, DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use the code Patrick to sign up. New customers betting $5, taking home $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. With the code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peak.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back. And joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Back out. Music theme today is Philadelphia-based groups or artists. Who's this, Marvin?
This is technically DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Will Smith.
Okay.
That's a great song.
It's a great song.
Great song.
Really?
This was monster hit. Summertime?
Yeah. Jeep of Lorenzo. Sitting on Lorenzo.
Okay.
It just reminds you of like where you grew up. Okay, that was it. That's all I had to say. It reminds you where you grew up.
It does. It like captures the summertime perfectly.
It does.
It really does.
Mm. Okay. Least watchable game this weekend in the NFL. Paulie, would you run down the candidates here?
Sure. And if you guys want to weigh in on these, you could say very watchable, watchable, and not very watchable.
And this is watchable. If you're watching on Peacock, just want to say good morning, our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so.
I'll start with the early games on Sunday, Dan.
Okay.
Packers 1-0 at Falcons 1-0.
Yes.
How watchable?
Very.
Highly watchable.
Very.
Because the Falcons are suddenly kind of interesting, too?
Yeah. Yeah. Jordan Love. Yeah, absolutely. Very.
Raiders 1-0 at the 0-1 Bills.
Very watchable.
Is the game, like, do you have much expectation for the Raiders?
Sure. Sure. Like Jimmy G, all he does is win.
Ravens 1-0 at 0-1 Bengals.
Very.
Must watchable.
Very watchable. Must watchable.
That's the 1 o'clock must watchable.
Okay.
Okay, what if it was a showdown between Raiders, Bills, Ravens, Bengals? Which one would you watch?
Ravens, Bengals all day. I would watch Ravens, Bengals.
All right. Seahawks at the Lions. Seahawks are 0-1. Lions are 1-0.
Yeah, very watchable. I don't know. I got a weird feeling about this game.
Would have been more watchable if Seattle was more competitive with the Rams. Then it would be a little more juicy.
They're due to bounce back.
Over under 47. You got some points.
Okay.
0-1 Chargers. We say that every year. It seems like against the 0-1 Titans.
That's in Tennessee.
Yeah. Chargers score a lot, and they give up a lot.
But those games, it always feels like the field is muddy, and the game ends up on crooked numbers. Like a 22-18.
Shouldn't Ryan Tannehill get well against the Chargers defense?
I don't know.
All right, this one is a candidate. I'm well aware. The 0-1 Bears at the 1-0 surprising Buccaneers.
That's not good.
Is it so bad it's good?
No, it's so bad it's bad.
Fields Mayfield?
Better quarterback, question mark?
Oh. The over-under is 41. Ugh.
Okay, at what point do we stop saying it's the supporting cast for Justin Fields? Could Justin Fields be the problem for Justin Fields?
They added a premier wide receiver. They added a first-round draft pick at the offensive line.
Yeah.
They've got other, you know, good running backs are set.
But at some point, you run out of excuses.
It does feel like that entire summer of support.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it goodwill?
Yeah.
Is it whatever? Evaporated within one game.
That's true.
It completely went up in smoke where it's like, no, maybe not.
And it was a week where ESPN spent and devoted so much attention to the Bears and Justin Fields, MVP candidate, all these things. And I kept thinking, what Bears team do they expect to show up this year? Yeah, a team maybe wins 5 games, but we keep saying, well, they don't have, you know, he doesn't have receivers, or he's running for his life, doesn't have a good offensive line. And those things might have been true last year, but at some point, we might run out of excuses for Justin Fields.
By the way, Bears at the Chiefs next weekend, so it could be 0-3.
Ouch.
All right, Chiefs at Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, very watchable.
Could that be most watchable?
Yeah, it's up there.
Maybe.
MWG, most watchable game.
But you have the Chiefs being favored by 3.5.
And over-under is 51, which is lovely.
All right, I like that.
All right, we'll come back to that one. It's MWG.
Okay.
Colts at Texans. Factor in two rookie quarterbacks, which is makes you curious. Yeah. Mm. Not a good game, but a curiosity of rookie quarterbacks.
Watchable.
Yeah.
Thus far, though, the least watchable of all the games we've mentioned, it might be that one.
Okay, you can watch that one, or you can watch Bears-Buccaneers.
Oh, God.
You got to choose.
Well.
Which one are you taking?
Baker Mayfield's entertaining.
Bears-Bucks, I'd take over that one.
You take Bears-Bucks
over
Colts? And
Texans,
I might, too, actually.
Ugh.
I'd rather watch Bears-Bucks, yeah, than Colts-Texans.
I'm going to go Texans and the Colts. Yeah.
Someone has to.
You're not thinking clearly.
What else do you have?
That's a friends and family game, they call that. Friends and family are watching.
Yeah.
49ers, here's the late games, the 4 o'clock Eastern. 49ers 1-0 at the surprising Rams 1-0. Over-under's 45. That's nice.
Highly watchable.
Well, it is L.A. Rams, great uniforms. Coming off a win in Seattle. Niners.
Brock Purdy's balling.
Of course he is. Yeah, okay. I'll say watchable.
You're begrudging.
Well, if you could only watch one at 1 o'clock and one at 4, 20, which ones would you be picking?
Okay, this game was premier watchability.
Okay.
Jets at Cowboys, both 1-0. The line is down to 38.5 because two good defenses and a shaky quarterback. Jets at Cowboys. Isn't it curiosity watchable?
Yeah, but it feels like 28-10.
I'll bet it does a good rating, though, because Zach Wilson.
No, it's the Cowboys. Yeah. That's why it does a great rating.
But isn't the curiosity Wilson? Not the Cowboys, I think we know what we're going to see. Good defense, solid offense.
Yeah. Well, this is where the Cowboys' defense is great. What about the offense? Can Dak be better than Zach Wilson? Like, they're going to spin it into making it more than what it is. Yes, Todd?
Feels like one of those games where the Jets go up, 6-0 with two field goals, maybe even 10-0. You're like, hey, maybe they'll be okay with Zach Wilson. And then they lose, 31-13.
What else, Paulie?
Man, a Cowboys loss would be a monster loss.
Okay.
Commanders at Broncos. Ooh.
Oh, this is my pick.
That's the worst game?
I'd rather write my lottery dream home than this.
Oh, that's a good show. Good show.
Yeah, what do you mean, rather?
Sam Howell versus...
what do you mean?
It's a good show.
That guy tries too hard.
It is a good show.
The host, the host tries too hard.
He's like, hey, guys, I just met you. Give me a hug.
He tries way too hard.
Handsy.
With the tattoos and stuff?
Yeah. He wants to be a star, and you're like, slow down here.
Fair.
Still rather watch them than the Commanders and the Broncos.
Super Bowl 22 rematch, Washington and Denver.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
That's the way to spin it. Thank you, Todd. What else?
Sam Howell's a light curiosity. Dolphins at Patriots is a late game on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. What's Bill Belichick going to dial up against that Dolphins offense?
Miami's only given 3 points.
Why do we dial things up? Nobody dials anymore.
You dial up blitzes.
Yeah, but you don't dial up a phone anymore. But it's always like, what are you going to dial up here? Yes, Todd.
And how do you run uphill and downhill on a flat surface when they're referring to that? Teams are going downhill with their running game.
Yes, Marvin.
No, just laughing at Fritz. He's uphill, downhill.
Okay.
Let's go to the Sunday slate. I think the showdown is between Colts, Texans, and Bears-Buccaneers is least watchable.
Well, but you also have Commanders and Broncos.
Oh, you like that one.
Well,
you don't
Marvin.
Like that
least.
No, I hate that one. I don't like that one.
That's the least watchable.
That's a 4 o'clock game, too?
Yeah.
If the Broncos lose to
dot, dot, dot.
The Commanders. Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. The hell out of that one.
If we're going week two, dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
This is going to be a hell of a season.
Next week, headlines.
Yeah. Next week, we'll do most dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Okay, yes. The Monday night game, you got to watch one.
Okay.
There's two games.
Okay.
Saints at Panthers. Ooh. Browns at Steelers.
Oh, yeah, Browns.
Steelers. Yeah, Browns, Steelers.
Heck yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a better game?
All day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Steelers start out 0-2. Mike Tomlin never had a losing season.
Bryce Young? Curiosity?
Are the Browns for real after what they did to the
Browns? Yeah, No, I'm good with that. Yeah, absolutely.
Both lines are 39. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Marvin.
Just can't wait for those mock headlines when the Broncos lose. Future grim in Denver?
Oh, too soon.
Oh, you're going with...
too soon.
Wow. Mile Y.
Yeah. Wait, are you going with Sierra's... You know,
dang, that was a Sierra
baby daddy?
Future.
Dang. Future?
Subway over his head.
Whoa.
Let Russ sit?
Oh, okay.
All premature right. Headline.
That game's in Denver. You lose that game, especially in Denver?
All right. Matt in Cincinnati. Good morning, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, boss. Good morning. Happy Meat Friday.
Thank you, Matt.
So I'm walking – quick, funny story real quick. So I'm walking around work with my AirPods in, calling the show back-to-back to get on. And I walk into the lobby, and there's an older gentleman standing there. And I guess Tyler answers the phone. So I said, hey, I just wanted to wish – it's Matt in Cincinnati. I wanted to wish you and the boys a happy Meat Friday. And I just kept on walking. He was the only one standing in there, but I can only imagine what he was thinking.
Yeah, probably thought you were talking to him.
But anyway, me and my buddy DJ are coming over to Rookwood tomorrow. Hopefully we get to see you and get our book signed.
Yeah, got book signing in Cincinnati. I'm hearing from people I haven't, like guys I played basketball with, I haven't seen in 45 years. And now they're coming out. Jenny Batchew's not going to be there. Marvin did ask. She lives in northern Ohio. This will be in southern Ohio. But I'm just letting you know. You know, the odds are that she would probably not be coming to the book signing. Just letting you know.
Can you imagine, though? Everyone's in line waiting for hours as you're chatting up Jenny Batchy.
And then I have to just...
Who can I make this out to?
Yes.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Are you blushing?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Red face.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe. Randall. Randall joins us. Hi, Randall. Where are you calling from?
This is Randall from Pickleballandia, an alum of the Jimmy Jimerson School of Broadcasting.
Okay. Yeah,
and we have juicy pickleball news on a Meat Friday.
Okay.
We have, as you know, pro pickleball is taking off. There are various entities that are at war with each other. And we have almost $80 million in guaranteed contracts now for these pro players. We have a merger from the LeBron, Tom Brady investment tour with the other competing tour, a la the NBA and NFL type mergers.
All right. Well, congratulations, Randall. I got into a serious discussion about pickleball last night. I said I would short the stock. I'm not, it's a great activity. All right, great activity nationwide. I've watched it on TV, and I was bored to death because the way it's played, it's really hard to have these dramatic points scored, you know, and winners and all of that. And, you know, I of course, have played pickleball, my showdown with my wife and two women from Greenwich, Connecticut, and we took them out. But that probably will be the last time I play pickleball. Just don't get it. Like, okay, it's nice. You bat it back and forth a little bit. Like, badminton to me is more athletic. And the rallies are better in badminton. Pickleball has been around a long, long time. Paulie has the backstory of pickleball that you have been waiting to hear.
Stay in your car. Yeah. Late to work on the West Coast. This started in 1965. A gentleman, Joel Pritchard, he's a congressman. Businessman, he was on their summer home in an island in Washington outside of Seattle. The families had an old badminton court, but they didn't have any of the rackets or equipment. So they started improvising and playing with ping pong paddles and an old plastic ball. And they started playing. It started catching on the neighborhood. This became kind of a sport in the Northwest in 1967. In 1975, an article in Tennis Magazine was written about it, but it didn't catch on.
How did they come up with the name pickleball?
There's a couple of different stories. Like, it was a nickname of one of the people in the family, and because there is no pickle and there's no ball. Basically.
Was there a woman named Pickles?
That's one of the possible things they say is.
Okay.
Then there's tournaments in the state of Washington. The USAPA, the U.S. Amateur Pickleball Association, started in 1984.
Okay, that's enough.
Me, you, and Seton have been shorting pickleball for about the past year and a half.
Yeah.
but no one else is. If you could look around the country, you could find people taking old buildings in towns and making pickleball courts, yeah, indoor, outdoor, leagues.
Hey, I'm all for people having a hobby and being, you know, active, but you can't watch it on TV. There's nothing that you go, man, that is awesome.
Anything this hot has to cool.
Yeah.
The fidget spinner of sports.
If there were competitive fidget spinning, then I could see that.
I'm just hoping in 5 years, all of these pickleball courts are turned into like soccer or futsal courts. That's what I'm hoping.
Well, Randall, good luck in pickleball land.
No offense.
I'm not anti. I'm just trying to look at this in a realistic manner. Yes, Todd.
Pickleball or competitive tag? Which one could you watch on TV? Because I've definitely seen people running around hiding from each other.
A competitive tag is rad.
It's awesome.
It's actually really awesome.
You've seen that on TV? They yeah, do it in like an old office building.
Okay, would you rather watch cornhole or pickleball?
Cornhole.
Cornhole.
All day.
Yeah.
I would too.
I'd probably rather go outside and stop watching TV though. I'm really being honest. So those are my two choices. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to go walk my dogs or something.
Not an option.
I mean, they're televising cornhole. So you can't go, man, they got pickleball on. I get it. I'm just, like, I feel really depressed if I sit down and I'm watching pickleball.
Mm.
And I go, what am I doing with my life? This is why I can't retire anytime soon.
I'd rather watch Broncos versus Commanders.
Ooh, okay. Yes, yes, Tom.
You ever find yourself watching, like, axe throwing for, like, 25
minutes? I have. I've watched it. And I'm going, you know, log rolling.
That's fun. I like those lumberjack contests that on the Ocho. Those are good.
How about we take a break? Because I can smell the food. I can smell what Tyler is cooking. Doesn't have the same ring as The Rock.
You smell la 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 la. Whatever he says.
All right. Last call for phone calls. What we learned. What's in store for Monday. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the 5th Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the 5th Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the 5th Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Close up shop as we always do. A little Todd Rundgren. Everybody but Fritzy gets to sing. All together now. Here we go.
I don't want to bang on the drum all day.
Marvin, you have it.
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
All right, last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. If you were watching on Peacock, you got to see the food coming off the Traeger. That's a sneaky great meal that Tyler whipped up today. And I'll give you the pork tenderloin with apple jelly glaze, garlic mashed potatoes, and balsamic Brussels sprouts with bacon. Pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff. Recipes all available at danpatrick.com. Also, recipe inspiration. You can go to traeger.com. Seton, final results of the poll question today.
The touchback rule when a player fumbles through the end zone should be thrown in the garbage or kept as is. Right now, it is a 65-35 split, thrown in the garbage. A lot of commentary, though, about football purists saying, if you don't agree with this rule, you don't know the most basic fundamentals or principles of the game.
Mm. Okay. I do understand it. That doesn't mean I have to like it.
Anyone who disagrees with this rule doesn't understand the basic premise of football.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah. The basic premise of football is to tackle somebody, but the NFL says you can only tackle them in a certain area if you're a quarterback. So the rules do change with the basic principles of football. Because we started out with the basic principles of football. We've changed the basic principles of football time and time and time again.
Yeah, see?
Yes. Yes. I remember back in the day, back in the 60s. Nick Saban, he has his radio show. It's called Hey Coach with Nick Saban. Paulie, how do we set this up?
Yeah, so Nick Saban does a coach's show every week. And there's people there, and he takes calls. And obviously you think Nick Saban, after a loss, they open up the phone lines, and the first call was a gentleman named Pee-wee who called in. Here's how it went.
Coach, how are you, sir?
Well, Pee-wee, I've been wanting to talk to you all week, man. I mean, we got to firm up the pocket. We're setting too soft. We're getting pushed back in the middle. All right, everybody thinks we can't hold up against the blitz, but they're sacking us with four-man rush, 1 3-man rush. Only one sack came off of a pressure, so I wanted to ask you, what the hell's going on?
Well, I believe you covered it all right there, Coach.
Okay. Well,
turning around on him.
Funny now, then you have another loss and maybe not as funny. I like that. A little sense of humor. Yeah, Marv.
Don't think that hot seat won't be there. If they lose three games? Not this year. Let him lose another three games next year.
Didn't he find it laughable that people thought that he would retire? Was that, I think, this week?
Yeah, he said that. He said it's not even a topic he entertains.
Okay. Dustin in Kansas City. Good morning, Dustin. What's on your mind?
Morning, Dan. 5'10", 185. All right, I have to give you props on your call out on Brussels sprouts. Making a comeback due to the dressing up, totally get it. But are we overlooking an easy call out here with potatoes? Do you ever eat potatoes without ever dressing them up? I don't think so.
Okay.
Even a baked potato is the most basic cooking of a potato. You load it up.
With a little butter,
salt and pepper. I don't know that salt and butter is loading it up, though.
Well, okay. By comparison with Brussels sprouts with, some kind of balsamic glaze and bacon.
First of all, I just want to say I'm feeling attacked with this line of commentary. So
why? You feel attacked.
I'm feeling attacked, okay. Yes, by this commentary on potatoes.
Okay. Yes,
I'm taking it very personally.
Okay, all right. Yes, Paul.
Anybody eat pancakes solo with nothing on it? That seems like something that almost always has something on it. And I love pancakes, but nobody eats pancakes solo.
No.
How many things do we really eat solo with nothing on? Not even salt? Not even butter? How many things are there that are cooked that we actually eat that way?
Like a plain hamburger.
Almost nothing. But even hamburgers, you put salt in them.
Okay, but what could you eat if you didn't have anything attached to it, put on top of it? Like Brussels sprouts would be on the short list of things that you would not eat if it was just plain and nothing. No salt, no butter, no bacon, no onion, nothing. Right? Now, I will say beets. I don't need to dress up beets. Just saying. They're a standalone.
Yeah, but you can have bad beets.
Oh, I see what you did. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
How about shrimp? Shrimp, nobody eats shrimp just raw or not even like partially cooked. They got to be grilled, butter sauce, dipping sauce, cocktail.
A hot dog?
Ooh, that might be something some people eat plain. Yeah. Kids.
Yeah. I used to eat skinless hot dogs when I was little. I wanted that skin peeled off of it where I wouldn't touch it. It had to be cut up into little pieces with the skin off of the hot dog. Just plain skinless hot dog, like a skinless cat.
Did you cut that off yourself, Todd, or did mom do it?
There
for
is
you?
No way did he did it. Yeah,
I cut my finger off. I tried.
Did you like your sandwiches cut up in little?
I like them like in triangles.
Yeah,
that's okay. Like the prequel to Silence of the Lambs. So
that is very much a.
You go from that to a serial killer. this day in sports history,
1938, Lloyd and Paul Wainer, the Wainer
brothers.
Wainer brothers. They hit back-to-back home runs in the major league. It was the first time brothers had hit back-to-back home runs, and it was Lloyd's last career home run. How about that? And then he went on to the Hall of Fame someday.
Wainer bros.
Love the Wainers. 1953, the National Boxing Association adopted the 10-point must-scoring system for all of its matches. It's lasted ever since. 1978, Muhammad Ali defeated Leon Spinks to win his third world heavyweight boxing title.
It was on this date in 1963, the Alou brothers, Felipe, Matty, and Jesus, appear in a game together, one inning with the Giants. I remember watching the Giants in spring training in Arizona, and I couldn't believe that they had a guy named Jesus. And I kept going, they have Jesus in the outfield. My dad goes, no, it's Jesus. And I go, well, he's not Jesus? He goes, no, it's spelled that way. He's Jesus. Yes, Todd.
Wasn't there another brother, Skip 2, that didn't really make it in the major leagues?
Skip 2, and his middle name is?
Skip 2 Alou.
My Lou.
Skip 2
My
Lou. Okay.
Here's one. Thank you, Todd.
Bad beats.
Here's a story I forgot about. 1971, this Hall of Famer's brother appears in his first and only baseball game. He was brought in to face Hank Aaron. He injured his shoulder on his first warm-up pitch, left the game, sent back to the minors, never got back to the big leagues. Hall of Famer's brother, one of the great teenagers to have ever played baseball. Obviously, he had a Hall of Fame career. Robin Yount, his brother Larry, they bring him in to face Hank Aaron. He hurts his shoulder. They take him out of the game, and he never gets back to the major leagues.
Dang, Lawrence.
Yeah.
He yelled, "Yount!" That's how they knew he was hurt badly.
Man, that's how you're going to end the week, dude.
That's tough.
I know you like the bad beats one. I snuck that one.
You got like 90 seconds to make up for that.
Yeah.
Not enough time.
No.
Not enough time?
No. No. That's ball game for Todd.
ball game.
Ball game. Ball game.
Yeah, that's ball game.
That hurts my feelings a little bit.
Bald game?
If you're in Cincinnati, have a book signing. That'll be Saturday night, and would love to see you.
If you don't have any plans,
if you're
certain.
No.
When was that Saturday? At where? Dan, what time?
Downtown Cincinnati.
Downtown.
Yeah,
you'll find it.
If she happens to be driving around.
Yeah, no, it's cool. It's chill. Just stop by.
Glory days.
Jenny in the Natty.
Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program, Todd? What'd you learn today?
Lewis Riddick remembers being very nervous before Deion showed up in the Falcons locker room when they were teammates back in 1992.
Seton, what did you learn?
The first time Lewis Riddick met Deion Sanders, he called the shot. Amazing.
He ran the kickoff match.
Sure did.
Marvin, what did you learn today?
That we can harmonize.
Hmm.
Yes, we can.
Paulie, what'd you learn?
The Colorado line is going up.
Kings Hawaiian sliding into the weekend slider Sunday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for putting up with us. For Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. We'll talk to you on Monday.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.